Good morning. This is Roy Ulrich with another Daily Inspiration. Been talking this week so far about procrastination and living like Jesus really meant what he said. What does it mean to procrastinate? Well, I think all of us have experienced that putting off something that we know we need to do for a more convenient time, or putting off intentionally something that we know we need to do. And like I say, I think we've all been there, we've done those things. Maybe we had something we needed to paint or something we needed to repair, fix, whatever. Some of us men have a honey-do list. You know, your wife has a list of things we'd like, she'd like you to do. Honey, could you do this? Honey, could you do that? And, you know, we men, sometimes that list gets pretty long, and we find it's pretty convenient just to get some other things done first. But that's not a good idea. It's good to try to keep that honey-do list pretty short. But you know how it is. We can procrastinate and put off those things that we know we need to get done. And yeah, sometimes we can chuckle at some of the things that get happened in procrastination. But when it comes to being prepared to meet the Lord Jesus Christ when he comes again, that's not a laughing matter. And we don't want to procrastinate and put off getting ready of our heart and our soul and our life to meet the Lord Jesus Christ when he returns. Earlier in the week, I shared with you about some Jewish history of a Jewish wedding, and I don't think I'll repeat that here today. But Jesus actually made reference to that in Matthew, the 25th chapter. I'm going to read some of the verses there. Those of you that are listening that heard me share on some of that history, on Jewish history, I think you'll be able to follow more clearly what Jesus was talking about. Matthew 25, verse 1, Jesus said these words. He spoke a parable here. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, Give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, Not so, lest there be not enough for us and you, but go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterward came also the other virgins, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, Verily I say unto you, I know you not. Jesus' final words here in that parable are this, verse 13. Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. Interesting words, Jesus. Jesus here is the bridegroom, and the church is the bride. Jesus is coming for his bride, the church. Remember back in John 14th chapter, Jesus says these words, I will come again. We're talking about living like Jesus really meant what he said, and he did. Someday, folks, the trumpet is going to sound. There is going to be the sound of a trumpet, and Jesus will return. Will you be ready when that trumpet sounds? on the day, in that hour, when that trumpet sounds, will you be ready? Are you living as though he could come at any minute? Are you ready to meet God right now? Or would you need to make a phone call to make an apology to someone or ask someone for forgiveness? Maybe you need to quickly try to make restitution to someone. How many of us would need to do some things to prepare for his coming? Now, it's okay if you have to do things to prepare for his coming. That's okay. But friend, please do it. Don't procrastinate. And don't wait for a more convenient season. If you need to go get your heart right, by all means, go get it right. Get ready to meet God. If you need to ask someone for forgiveness, what are you waiting for? Go get it taken care of. Don't procrastinate. Don't put it off. If you need to make restitution, get it done. Someone said, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. I believe that's right. Well, I think I will leave off there for today. Hopefully I've given you something to think about again. Being ready for the return of Christ. Being ready to meet the Lord Jesus. Whether it is him that breaks through the clouds and we meet him in the air, or whether we breathe our last breath and we leave this life, where will you spend eternity? Are you ready to meet the Lord? Living like Jesus really meant what he said. And he said, I will come again. Well, the Lord bless you folks today. I trust that you're going to live a life of readiness to meet the Lord today. Not just today, folks, every day. Living like Jesus really meant what he said. God bless you.